The following message comes to you from the pulpit of Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church in Ackerman, Mississippi. We invite you to visit Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church for worship services every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Macedonia is located at 11 Staten Road on Highway 15, 5 miles north of Ackerman, Mississippi. For more information about Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, you may visit our website at macedonia-pbc.org.
So before we came down, I was going to the my wife. It was going to be so. It was just going to be made so that I was going to have a haircut before I come back down here to stand before you. And so we went to get the haircut, and she dropped me off at the barbershop because it was going to be a wait. And I don't know if you have much experiences with barbershops, but it's about like a hair salon. Yeah. There's a lot of talk going on in there. And I was sitting there with some sheriffs and some different ones, and we were talking about the different things that are going on in the country. And that's been mentioned today, hasn't it? It's about the country and about the things that are going on and the situations, if you will. There's been a lot of talk about that. And so we talked about that. And, you know, the conversation went from what are we going to do to... Brother Jimmy Joe down here has gotten on meth, and he's never been on meth before, but he's on meth now. We need to pray for him, but he's going back to prison, so we don't know what's going to happen with that. And it went back to, what are we going to do now? And it just kept going back and forth, and I was sitting there quietly. I'm learning something new. The older I get is to be quiet and to listen. Yeah. I've learned that's very important sometimes. And I was just sitting there listening to the things that were going on, and I tried to offer some kind of help there. I just felt the need to. And I said, well, fellas, I said, you know, the Lord is on the throne. And one of the sheriffs interrupted me, and I said, I understand that, buddy, but we got to do something. We've got to rise up, and we've got to, you know, that's where the conversation went, and that's where people's minds are at right now, if you think about it. I don't know if you saw this or not. I've tried to unplug, if you will, from the news and YouTube and different places like that, because that will ruin your mind and will take control of you at this time, and it will make you very upset, and it will take you to a place where you are full of worry and problems and things like that, and worrying about what's going to happen. You forget about the Almighty Savior that sits up in heaven upon the throne. I believe that Psalms 2 says that as kings of the earth conspire against him, he sits up there and he laughs at them. Isn't that something, that he is so powerful that he is able to sit up on the throne and he is unbothered from all the things that happen upon this earth? But he takes notice of these things. He takes account of these things, and he is watching, and he is suffering the wickedness of the wicked. Amen. But he is watching them and taking account. He laughs at them. But last Sunday I used a verse, and I got carried away with things and went over my time. Brother Larry, I promise not to do that today. I got to look at this watch here. But I tell you what, and one of them was in Micah 6. You don't have to turn there. We'll go where we're going to go in just a moment. But in Micah chapter 6, verse 3, he says, O my people, what have I done unto thee, and wherein have I wearied thee? Testify against me. That speaks to me and says, search yourself and find where the Lord has not done for you, where the Lord has delivered you, where the Lord has brought you. Search yourself for those things is what it says to me. Turn with me, if you will, over to Isaiah 32, and we'll take a look there at some things. And as I said, I'll try to be as brief as possible. But over in Isaiah 32, it says, Behold, a king shall reign in righteousness, and princes shall rule in judgment. And a man shall be as an hiding place from the wind, and a covert from the tempest, as rivers of water in a dry place, as the shadow of a great rock in a weary land. We know who that is, don't we? We know that being Jesus Christ is who that is. And the eyes of them that shall see, that see shall not be dim, and the ears of them that hear shall hearken. That's what he says there. That gives us somewhere to go. Deuteronomy 32 says this. Moses, he finds himself in the place, his last words, his sermon, if you will, to leave them. And Israel is going to a place where they will... There's been a lot of talk about that today also, about Israel, about being in a bad situation. And Israel putting themselves in a place that they shouldn't have been, going a whoring after false gods and things like that. I want to tell you something else I saw in the news. Things kind of trickle in, don't they, when you try to avoid something? But I saw this, and I couldn't believe it. And Brother Joe mentioned the golden calf. As he was on his way to his message this morning, he mentioned that. Did y'all see that there was a golden statue of President Trump that was at CPAC? I don't exactly know what that is, but there was a golden statue that was made to be able to be there. And I want to tell you, so that we can get so wrapped up in these things and look to a man to deliver us, a man to fix the system. And I want to see, you know, I've seen on Facebook, it seems that people have replaced Jesus with President Trump in a way, if you look at that. They have replaced him as the Savior of this country, the Savior of all of these things, but we know so much better, don't we? Amen. We know that Jesus Christ, the righteous, sits in heaven upon his throne, looking at these kings conspiring against him. And we talked about Israel, or it was talked about this morning about Israel being in trouble. Folks, I believe we're on the brink of a little bit of trouble here because we're looking unto the wrong one. We should be looking into heaven. We should be looking unto Jesus Christ is who we should be looking unto. Not ourselves, not shortages of ammunition, not shortages of guns and things like that. We have a nakedness about us that has been covered by Jesus Christ and all of his glory. We'll go back to Deuteronomy 32 in just a moment. Over in Ezekiel 16, it says this. I love this. This just speaks so much to you. And it's so beautiful here in Ezekiel chapter 16 and verse 8. Now when I passed by thee and looked upon thee, behold, thy time was the time of love. And I spread my skirt over thee and covered thy nakedness. Yea, I swear unto thee and entered into a covenant with thee, saith the Lord God. And thou becamest mine, that purchased possession that we are. But he has spread his skirt over us. I looked up the definition, and I had that information, but my wife needed a fan earlier, and she took that and done this, and I don't know where it went, brothers. I don't know where it went, but nakedness, uncovered, unable to defend thyself, unable to do these things is what nakedness speaks to. It's not just naked, but it's nakedness in which we were left naked without salvation until Jesus Christ had come and gave his blood for us. But it says that he covers our nakedness with his skirt. Isn't that beautiful? Isn't that wonderful to think about? Doesn't that do something for you? It does me. Because I am so vulnerable to the things. Just like a child. When a child is born, we cover their nakedness. Before we cut the umbilical cord and we bring them about. And we try to do the best that we can to raise them up and to do the things that we're called to do as parents. But there's a nakedness there. There's a nakedness, and we have a nakedness about us. But in Isaiah 32, it says, Give ear, O ye heavens. He speaks to the heavens. He said, I will speak and hear, O earth, the words of my mouth, is what Moses says. He says, my doctrine shall drop as the rain. My speech shall distill as the dew, as the small rain upon the tender herb, and as the showers upon the grass. Because I will publish the name of the Lord. Ascribe ye greatness unto our God. Ascribe greatness unto him. The word publish was mentioned by Brother Joe when he was closing out towards the end. He mentioned the word publish, and it made me think about the wild Gadarene. He said, after the Lord had fixed the problem, if you will, after the Lord had delivered him from what was consuming him, he was delivered, and he went on to publish the name of God. Right. Is what he went on to do. That's what he did. If you look at blind Bartimaeus, he was there in the crowd, and he was trying to speak unto the Lord, and he was speaking to him and trying to call upon the Son of David, trying to call upon the Lord, and the crowd said, keep thy peace and be quiet. That's what the crowd said to him. But he spoke unto God. He spoke unto Jesus. Jesus, Lord. And Jesus stopped.
That's right.
That's what the Scripture says, that Jesus stopped. Amen. He stopped. When you think about the lame man that lay there by the water for all those years and there was nobody able to help him. He was unable to get into the water. When the water would stir and the angel would come and those would be healed, he was unable to get there on his own. It took Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And Jesus says Jesus Christ saw him. When he walked by, he saw him and went unto him. Jesus stopped, Jesus saw, and guess where we're going next? Jesus saved.
That's right.
Jesus saved. That's right. Jesus saved. And he has saved us from the pits of hell. He has saved his people. He has called his people. We could go to Ephesians 1, but I'm going to finish here. He says, he is the rock in verse 4. His work is perfect, for all his ways are judgment. A God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is he. We don't like the way that God deals with us sometimes. There comes a chastening sometimes and chastisement. I know when I was a little boy, it seemed like I was getting chastised on the regular. And there's many a folk at Bethany that can affirm that. There's many a folk at New Prospect that can affirm that. I'm very famous for some certain whippings that happened, if you know what I mean. But I tell you what, I got one time. I had begged for a BB pistol, begged for one. Got it for Christmas, was so excited, and I was told, shoot it this way. Don't shoot it this way. Went out there, I set me a bucket up on top of a propane tank. A bucket on a propane tank. It was like 6-8 degrees. That's when it really got cold around here back when I was a little boy. Shot the bucket, BB ricocheted, hit the sliding back doors of the house. You know what I'm talking about? The old school big panes of glass. Hit the, and they all shattered. And I stood there, and I thought about running. But I didn't, because my daddy was at the back glass, and he pointed at me like this. And I knew better than to run, because it was going to be much worse if I would have run.
Yeah.
And when he got blankets and put them down, and when the glass came crashing down, and he stepped through that door like Terminator and came after me, and he got me, and I was chastised that day, brothers and sisters. But I tell you what, Jesus Christ, He is the rock. His work is perfect, for all His ways are judgment, a God of truth and without iniquity, just and right is He. There is none higher. There is no name higher. People fight for religious freedom, if you will, all this stuff that's going on. And if you think about it, religious freedom includes all religions, don't it? Mm-hmm. But there's only one name that is worthy of our praise. It's Jesus Christ. In verse 5, He says this, they have corrupted themselves. Their spot is not the spot of His children. They are a perverse and crooked generation. The gospel has been polluted, if you will. There is a system out there that depends on you, that depends on what you can do and you working with Jesus Christ to bring about salvation. That's what's taught from the average pulpit today. But isn't it good to know that as long as you believe it, you're delivered. As long as you believe it in knowing that Jesus Christ has done all things well, Jesus Christ has completed the work that was given to Him by the Father. Amen. Isn't that wonderful to know? Isn't that wonderful to believe? Isn't that wonderful that He has done all things well? And He says there, they have corrupted themselves. There are so many of God's children out there, and I have seen this. I have seen this with my own eyes. It's just not hearsay or just speaker talk or what have you, but I have seen 80, 70, 90-year-old people come forth before a church because they felt like they had done so bad, they didn't have Jesus Christ, had been baptized when as a child they had gotten saved, if you will, and they came before the church and begged for God to save them at that old of an age because they didn't feel that God had saved them. How awful was that they didn't know?
Amen.
That Jesus Christ had done all things well and had saved them before the foundation of the world.
That's right.
I tell you what, I'm going to use one more verse and we'll move. We'll let Brother Larry come on. I'll get out of the way. But Matthew 25 and 34, I've been taken by this also. And I taped it to the back of my cell phone to bring to memory or to be able to, when I look at that phone, to put the phone down and turn it over and look at the verse. But it says this, and I have failed to do this. But then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Isn't that sweet words to know that the king has said, come ye blessed of my Father. And that is you and that is me today. Isn't that wonderful to know?
We thank you for listening to today's message and invite you to visit Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church for worship services every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Macedonia is located at 11 Staten Road on Highway 15, 5 miles north of Ackerman, Mississippi. For further information about Macedonia Primitive Baptist Church, you may visit our website at macedonia-pbc.org.